This teaching is brought to you by Christian Family Church International.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, CFC. It's wonderful. Jill and I are so happy to be here with you today. We both grew up not far from here in Eden Glen, and we love Apostle Theo and Dr. Bev dearly. I got saved at this church when I was 16 years old, 1980, 44 years ago. And it's wonderful to see Apostle Theo and Dr. Bev. They're just as youthful as ever. They're just as busy as ever. They're a real inspiration to us. So let's pray and get right into God's Word. Are you ready? Father, we thank you today that you are the God of the breakthrough and you want to visit our house. And I thank you, Lord, for all the breakthroughs going to take place in people's lives. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Tell your neighbor, the God of the breakthrough wants to visit your house. That's what I want to speak to you about today. In Psalm 79, verse 9, the Passion Translation says this, "Our hero, come and rescue us, O God of the breakthrough, for the glory of your name, come and help us." One of the names of our God is the God of the breakthrough. And the dictionary defines a breakthrough is to have a sudden a burst of God's favor. It's like an explosion of God's goodness. The dictionary said it is to make a sudden advance through an obstacle, things that have been holding you back. And you know, I was praying about 6-7 weeks ago, and the Lord spoke to me, he told me, "Steve, I want to bring breakthroughs to my people. God wants to visit your house and bring breakthroughs in your life. Is there anybody here that needs to see a breakthrough in your life? Just wave your hand at me." Well, I'm talking, this is for you today. Say, "This is for me." One time, David in the Bible, he needed a breakthrough. He was facing an impossible situation. He had just been anointed as king over Israel. And when the Philistines heard about it, they gathered their whole army together and they came to capture David. And David and his men, they were greatly outnumbered. I mean, they had no chance of winning. So David went to the Lord and he asked the Lord for help. And God said to him that he should go, that he would be with him and he would give them a victory. And that's exactly what happened. David and his men went out and they had an amazing victory. And David was so overwhelmed, he said in 1 Chronicles 14 verse 11, he says, "God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim." Now the name Baal Perazim, literally translated, means the God of the breakthrough. In fact, if you read it in the Amplified Version, that's what it says. It says, "God has broken through my enemies like the bursting forth of water. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim, which the Lord of the breakthrough." That's what it literally means. And the Message translation says, "God exploded my enemies like water explodes from a burst pipe." So David likened God's power to the bursting forth of waters. In other words, he described it like a flood. He was saying when the God of the breakthrough shows up and releases his power, it'll be like a flood of his goodness, a flood of his favor, a flood of prosperity, a flood of opportunity. Think about how powerful a flood is. We've had floods in the United States where you see houses being washed away along the river. I mean, nothing can stand in the way of the power of that water. Anything in its way, any obstacle is moved out of its way. And I want you to know that you might be facing some difficulties in your life that look extremely large. But when the God of the breakthrough shows up and he releases his power, there is nothing that can stand in his way. And I want you to get ready. Tell your neighbor, get ready, not for a trickle, not for a stream, not for a river. Get ready for a flood of God's favor, a tidal wave of God's goodness, a tsunami of God's increase in your life. Amen. See, some of us, we thinking trickle when God has a whole ocean that he wants to work with. Some of us are thinking stream when God has a tidal wave. I want to encourage you today to enlarge your vision, to stretch your faith, and to believe God for bigger things, to believe God for the impossible, because God wants to overwhelm you with his goodness. In Isaiah 59, verse 19, a scripture you probably are familiar with, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, comma, that's how it reads in most Bibles, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. But I would submit to you that the comma's in the wrong place, because when the Bible was translated from Hebrew and Greek to English, there were no chapters or verses or punctuation. All those things were added at the discretion of the translators. I'm not changing God's word. I believe this is the way it should be. When the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. In other words, the emphasis on the flood has got to do with God's power and not the enemy's power. So when you face difficulties, impossible situations, if you will stay in faith, the God of the breakthrough says, like a flood, you're going to see my power. Like a flood, you're going to see my vindication. Like a flood, the favor of God is going to overtake you. That's what happened to David when he defeated that Philistine army. And he was so impressed that he changed the name of the place to the God of the breakthrough. So anytime David or any of his men would pass by that place, they'd say, oh, remember, that's when God gave us that amazing breakthrough. And anytime David's descendants, his children, his grandchildren, when they would pass by, they'd say, we remember our granddaddy told us about the great breakthrough that God gave him. Let me tell you, all of us should have some Baal Perisms in our life. All of us should have some times where we look back and we say, remember when the Lord released his favor in my life. Remember when God healed me. Remember when God delivered me. Remember when God provided for me. Remember when the God of the breakthrough visited my house. There's a country song, I don't know if you're familiar with it. It said, let's give them something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. A little something to figure out. Let me tell you, God wants to give you something to talk about. He wants to give you some Baal Perisms in your life. He wants to give you breakthroughs in your life. Can you say amen, somebody? Amen. You know, sometimes it seems dark in our life. But David said in Psalm 112, in verse 4, when the darkness overtakes the godly, the light will come bursting in. The light will come bursting in. Amen. Now, I want to share with you a few little keys to see breakthrough in your life. Six things I want to share with you that will help you to see breakthrough. Number one, you got to trust God for breakthroughs. Say, trust God for breakthroughs. In Psalm 31, verse 24, David said, so cheer up. Tell your neighbor, cheer up. Take courage, all you who love him. Wait for him to break through for you, all you who trust in him. You got to trust God for breakthroughs. You got to use your faith and believe God for breakthroughs. And don't look to people. Look to God. The Bible says in Psalm 118, David again writing, in verse 5, he said, out of my deep anguish and my pain, I prayed. And God, you helped me as a father. That's a great, I could preach a whole message right there on God wants to help you like a father. You may not have had a great father. I was very blessed to have a great father. He would do anything for me. And I want to tell you, you have a heavenly father. He'll do anything for you. David said, you helped me like a father. You came to my rescue and you broke open the way. He's talking about breakthrough. You broke open the way into a beautiful and a broad place. Now I know, Lord, you are for me. Say, God, you're for me. And I will never fear what man can do to me. Let me tell you, if God is for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. For you stand beside me as my hero, who rescues me. I've seen with my own eyes the defeat of my enemies. I've triumphed over them all. For you stand beside me as my hero who rescues me. Lord, it is so much better to trust in you to save me than to put my confidence in someone else. It is much better to trust in the Lord to save me than to put my confidence in celebrities. Let me tell you, you got to trust God that he visits your house with a breakthrough. There is nothing too difficult for him. There is nothing too hard for him. God wants to give you breakthroughs more than you want to receive them. Amen. Secondly, I encourage you to pray and ask God to give you breakthrough. David, you know, after David saw that first amazing breakthrough at Baal Perazim, after that, he would often pray and ask God for breakthrough. And in James 4, verse 2, it says, the reason you don't have what you want is you don't ask God for it. Very often, the reason we don't see breakthrough in our life is we don't ask God. Ask God to give you breakthroughs. Number three, expect breakthrough. Live breakthrough-minded. In Psalm 43, verse 5, David said, then I will say to my soul, don't be discouraged. I will say to my soul, don't be discouraged, don't be disturbed, for I fully expect my Savior God to break through for me. Then I'll have plenty of reasons to praise him all over again. Say, I fully expect. Lift your hand, say, I fully expect my Savior God, my hero, to break through for me. You see, you have to live breakthrough-minded. You have to live expecting breakthroughs. You have to trust God for breakthrough. Our attitude should be, it may seem dark right now, but I know the God of the breakthrough is about to turn it around. My child might be off course, but I know the God of the breakthrough is bringing them back. Business may be slow, but I'm expecting the God of the breakthrough to release a flood of favor, a flood of new clients, a flood of sales, a flood of blessing in my life. See, when it's difficult, don't get negative, because when it seems dark, you are in a prime position to see the God of the breakthrough, the light come bursting in. God give you something to talk about. When I'm tempted to think that something isn't going to work out, I remember the breakthroughs that God has given me in the past. And I say, Lord, you did it once, and I know you can do it again. Amen. One time, there were two blind men that were following Jesus, and they were crying out, Lord, have mercy on us and heal us. Have mercy on us and heal us. And finally, Jesus stopped, and he asked them, he said, do you believe that I'm able to make you see? And they said, yes, we do. And Jesus touched their eyes. And this is what he said to them. In Matthew 9, 29, he said, according to your faith, let it be to you. And if you read the Passion Bible, it says it like this. You will have what your faith expects. Say, I will have what my faith expects. So here's the question. What is your faith expecting? Are you expecting to see breakthrough in your life? Because you will have what your faith expects. Don't have a small-minded mentality. Don't have a narrow, limited vision. Some people, they act like they're inconveniencing God. They don't think God wants to bring their dreams to pass, but he does. He said, call on me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you haven't seen before. Amen? Amen. Live breakthrough-minded. Expect breakthroughs in your life. I'm expecting to hear testimonies from this church of the breakthroughs that have taken place in your life. I'm expecting to receive messages and say, Pastor Steve, remember when you were at CFC Joburg and you preached about the God of the breakthrough? I got to tell you what God did in my life. I want you to let me know. Send me a message on Facebook. Let the pastors here know the breakthroughs, because it gives glory to God and it encourages people. When they hear what God did for you, they know he'll do it for me too. Amen? Number four, if you want to see breakthroughs in your life, number four, break free from wrong mindsets. Don't limit God. Think big. Tell your neighbor, think big. Tell him, think bigger. In Isaiah chapter 54, this is what the word of the Lord that came to a woman who was barren. He said, sing, barren woman, who's never had a baby. Fill the air with song, you who have never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. God says, think big. Spread out. You've got to think. You've got to allow in your thinking that God is because when you think bigger, God can act bigger. Amen. You know, the scripture says in Psalm 78, verse 41, talking about the children of Israel, when God delivered them from Egyptian bondage, and he was taken to the promised land. And he said, I've given you the promised land. Go take possession of it. But they said, no, we can't do it. There's giants in the land. There's walled cities. We can't do it. We're like grasshoppers. And the scripture says in Psalm 78, verse 41, again and again, they limited God. Notice this. They limited God, preventing him from blessing them. They limited God and prevented him from blessing them. You know, we were just in Cape Town, and they rented a van to drive us all around because we had our son and the grandkids. There were 9 of us. And on this van, they had a limiter. The van could not go faster than 100 kilometers an hour. You could flat put your foot down, and if you try to go over 100 kilometers an hour, then a message would be sent to the rental company. Now, the van was capable of going faster than 100 kilometers an hour, but they put a limit on it. Let me tell you, there's nothing that God can't do in your life, but we can limit him from blessing us with our own thinking, in our own minds. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If you want to see breakthroughs, you've got to break through from wrong mindsets, because it is our own thinking that limits God in our lives. You've got to examine your thought life. What are you thinking about? Have you allowed strongholds to convince you that this is as good as it's going to get? I'm never going to go any further. I'm never going to get out of these problems. I should just learn to live with it. Those are wrong mindsets that will keep you from seeing breakthroughs and rising higher. The scripture talks in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It talks about pulling down strongholds in our mind. It talks about pulling down thoughts that oppose the word of God and bringing every thought into captivity. You see, thoughts can become strongholds in your mind that hold you back. Just like a virus can contaminate a computer, a stronghold can contaminate your thinking. One of the best things you can ever learn to do in your own mind is hit the delete button. When the devil puts a thought in your mind, it's never going to happen, you're never going to rise higher, you're never going to see breakthrough, delete and replace it with all things are possible with God. There's nothing that is impossible for him. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, more than anything you guard, protect your mind, for life flows from it. You know, we protect our houses, we lock our door, we have fences, we have walls. Some people even have electrified fencing. They have all kinds of things. We protect our possessions. The most important thing you can ever protect is your own mind. Not allow wrong thoughts in your mind, things that are contrary to the word of God. Sometimes people think, well, God can't bless me, Pastor Steve. I've made too many mistakes. Delete, his mercies are new every morning. I've been forgiven. I have been redeemed. Well, I can never accomplish my dreams. I don't have the connections. I don't have the resources. I don't have the education. Delete, me and God are a majority. If God is for me, then who can stand against me? I'm asking you today to break out of a defeated mentality and start believing you're going to rise higher. You're going to overcome every challenge. You are going to overcome every obstacle. You are going to accomplish every dream, every desire God's put in your heart. Believe God for supernatural breakthrough. That's what I want you to get a vision for, because it starts on the inside. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Number five, declare breakthrough in your life. The scripture says in Job 22, 28, you will also declare a thing and it shall be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. The light will come bursting in. Remember what David said? We read it just a few minutes ago in Psalm 43. David said, then I will say to my soul, I will say to my soul, don't be discouraged, don't be disturbed, for I fully expect my Savior God to break through for me. Sometimes you got to look in the mirror and you got to say, Steve, you got to talk to your soul. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disturbed. I'm expecting my Savior God. He's going to break through for me. I'm expecting to see breakthroughs in my life. You've got to declare it. Speak breakthrough over your life. Whatever you're facing today, say it with me now. Say, the God of the breakthrough is turning this around for me. Say, the God of the breakthrough is visiting my house in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm going to see breakthroughs this year. Number six, listen, I'm giving you 6 hours of teaching in 30 minutes, okay? I'm giving you the highlights here. Number six, you want to see breakthroughs? You got to praise God before you see the breakthrough. Anybody can praise God after they see the breakthrough, but it takes faith to praise God before you see the breakthrough. And praise is what brings the breakthrough. We know the story in 2 Chronicles with King Jehoshaphat. They were in an impossible situation. They had been surrounded, the tribe of Judah, by three nations that joined their armies and came to annihilate the tribe of Judah. They had no chance. But what did they do? In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 19, it says, then the Levites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. A very loud shout. The Message translation says they praise God at the top of their lungs. Now, I know CFC, you know how to praise God with a very loud shout. Amen. Then they put the singers and the musicians at the front of the army and they marched into battle singing, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And the scripture says in verse 22, the very moment they began to sing and they began to give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves and they destroyed each other. The Message Bible says, as soon as they started shouting and praising, their praise is what brought the breakthrough. You see it again with Joshua and with the walls of Jericho, the first city that they took of the promised land. It says in verse 20, Joshua 6:20, they shouted as loud as they could, and suddenly the walls of Jericho collapsed, and the Israelites charged straight in the town, and they captured it. We've been to Jericho. I've been to those ruins. The walls of Jericho fell straight down into the ground, and they just walked over and took the promised land. It happened as they shouted, and God gave God praise. In Psalm 105, verse 43, it says, so God brought out his chosen ones with singing, and with a joyful shout, they were set free. In Proverbs 29, verse 6, the wicked always have a trap laid for others, but the lovers of God escape as they sing and shout in joyous triumph. In Psalm 32, verse 7, Lord, you are my secret hiding place, protecting me from these troubles, surrounding me with songs of gladness. Your joyous shouts of rescue release my breakthrough. Why don't you take 10 seconds? Give God a great shout of praise right now. Give him praise like you already got the breakthrough. Give him a shout of praise right now. Praise God for breakthrough in your life. Amen. I made a determination. David said, every day of my life, I will praise you. First thing I do when I open my eyes, I say, Father, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you. I worship you, oh God. First thing that comes out of my mouth, this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. Amen? And number seven, if you want to see breakthroughs in your life, don't give up. Don't give up. If you will stay in faith, no matter how things may look, the God of the breakthrough will break through for you. Don't ever give up on the God of the breakthrough. Live breakthrough-minded like David. David said in Psalm 27, verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait on the Lord, I say. Now, when David said, I would have fainted unless I had believed, what he's saying is, I would have given up. I would have quit unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of God. Wait on the Lord. And in the New Living Translation, it says it like this, yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I wait here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. The Living Bible says, I am expecting the Lord to rescue me again, so that once again I'll see his goodness to me here in the land of the living. Don't be impatient. Wait for the Lord, and he will come and save you. The Message Bible says, I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. And finally, the Message Bible. Remember, this is David. David said, here's what I've learned through it all. Here's what I've learned through it all. I can say the same thing. 44 years of serving the Lord. Here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting. He will not disappoint you. See, David learned when it looks dark, in times of great pressure, David learned not to give up. You know, the enemy comes to all of us with thoughts and tries to get us to give up, tries to get us to quit. But I found out the devil is a liar. And when he tells me there's no way, I believe the opposite of him, because Jesus is the way. He is the way maker. And if the enemy's telling you there's no way, that's an indication that your breakthrough is on the way and the enemy's trying to get you to quit. Don't give up, man. It could be tomorrow. It could be the next day. I have an attitude. I'm expecting breakthrough tomorrow morning. And if I wake up tomorrow morning and there's no breakthrough, well, then I'm expecting it this afternoon. And if it doesn't happen this afternoon, well, then I'm expecting it tonight. And if it doesn't happen tonight, then I'm expecting it tomorrow. And if it doesn't happen tomorrow, I'm expecting it next week. And if it doesn't happen next week, I'm expecting it next month. Don't ever give up on the God of the breakthrough. Can you say amen, somebody? Hebrews 10:35 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Let me tell you, your faith brings you great reward. Don't cast away your faith. Another word for confidence is faith. Don't cast away your faith. No matter how dark it looks, don't ever give up on the God of the breakthrough. Live breakthrough-minded. Declare it over your life. Trust God for it. Give God praise for it. Don't ever give up. And I'm telling you right now, when it's suddenly, when you may not be expecting it, suddenly, out of the blue, there comes the breakthrough. I'm going to share with you tonight. Tonight, I'm going to focus particularly on financial breakthrough. I'm going to share with you the amazing breakthrough my daughter-in-law, they just had an amazing breakthrough. They just bought a house, $850,000. It was a miracle. I didn't see how it was going to happen, but God came through. And I'm going to share with you tonight how you can see financial breakthrough in your house, in your life. Is there anyone here that's trusting God to own your own home? You want to own your own home? Wave your hand up. Wave your hand at me. Let me tell you right now, get ready. Tonight, I'm going to share with you how you can see financial breakthroughs in your life. Amen? Lift your hands up. I want to pray for you. Father, I pray right now for every single person in this room, every person watching this online. Father, I pray, the God of the breakthrough, that you would visit their house. I speak breakthrough over your life. I release breakthrough in your finances, in your health, in your family, in your business, in your ministry. Lord, I thank you for visiting their house with breakthroughs this year in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you alone the praise, the glory, and all the honor. And everybody shout it out, amen. Give God another shout of praise. Come on, one more time. Give him a shout of praise at the top of your lungs. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for breakthroughs in my life. How many of you, your faith's been stirred up a little bit today? Wave your hand at me. How many of you go out of here, say the God of the breakthrough is going to visit my house. Tell your neighbor, the God of the breakthrough is about to visit my house. I'm about to see amazing breakthroughs in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I can't wait to hear the testimonies. I can't wait to hear the testimonies of what the Lord is going to do. Because remember, God is not a respecter of persons. What he'll do for one, he'll do for another. What God is a respecter of is faith. Faith is what releases breakthroughs in your life. Amen. Bow your head for a moment. Close your eyes. The greatest breakthrough that you can ever experience is the day you receive Jesus into your life. That happened to me at this church 44 years ago. My whole life changed. My family changed. It affected my children, my grandchildren. And if you're here this morning and you say, Pastor Steve, you know, I'm really not sure where I stand with God today. I'm not sure if all is well with me and the Lord. Let me ask you this question. If you were to die today, can you say that you know for sure that you would go to heaven? You have no doubt about it. Or would you have to be honest? Say, Pastor Steve, if I died today, I hope I'd go to heaven. I do believe in God. I'm a member of such and such a church. But I can't say that I know for sure that I would go to heaven. Let me tell you the good news. You can know for certain. You can walk out of here today knowing for sure that when you die, heaven is where you're going to spend eternity. Heaven is a real place. Hell is a real place. And I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass anybody. So while heads are bowed, eyes are closed, this is between you and God. You know, right now, your heart is beating in your chest because Jesus said, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. God is knocking on your door right now. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. Not only can you live an amazing life on this earth, but when you know Jesus, when you leave this earth, that's we have eternity in a place called heaven. And I want to pray for you today. If you said, Pastor Steve, include me, pray for me. In that prayer you're going to pray for me too. I want to make sure that all is right with me and God. If you would say, Pastor Steve, pray for me, I want to be sure that all is well with me and the Lord. I want to be sure when I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. If that's you, I want you right now to just slip your hand up. Just raise your hand up high. I'm looking for hands. Hands are being raised all over the church. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see hand at the back there. God bless you. Just lift it up high. Wave it at me. Pray for me too, Pastor Steve. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, Pastor Steve, I used to know the Lord. I used to walk with him. But I've drifted away, and today I want to rededicate my life to him. If you want to make a rededication, lift your hand also. I want to pray for you too. Lift it up high. Wave it at me right now. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you lifted your hand, I want you please say this prayer with me. In fact, can we all say this prayer together? The Bible tells us in Romans 10 in verse 9, if you will believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if you will confess with your mouth that he is Lord, you will be saved. I did that 44 years ago. I wasn't raised in church. I wasn't religious. I was a sinner like everybody else. But I confessed Jesus to be Lord of my life. And gosh, everything changed in my life. And I want you to know today is a brand new beginning for you. I want everyone to say this prayer together. Say this, say, dear God. Everybody say, dear God, I thank you that you love me so much that you sent your son Jesus to come to this earth for me, to die on a cross for me, to give his life for me. I believe, Jesus, you are alive. You've been raised from the dead. And I confess, Jesus, you are now Lord of my life. I surrender my life to you. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Save me, Lord. From today, I will follow you, Jesus. You are Lord of my life. I'll do what your Bible says. And I thank you that I have now been saved. I am born again. I'm a child of God. God, you are my very own Father. Heaven is now my home, and my name is written down in that book of life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for joining us during this episode of Living Life with Dr. Theo and Bev Vollmerens. We hope that through this inspired teaching, you had an encounter with God. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Apostle Theo and Dr. Bev Vollmerens and would like to enjoy more resources, we hope you will visit our website at www.christianfamilychurch.co.za, or for our American listeners, www.christianfamilychurchsa.com.